Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by BlackRock Health, providing patients with world-class clinical care and comfort, enabling swifter recoveries.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Now, my next guest this morning, well, he's a living legend. The lead singer with Duran Duran, they're about to embark on their Future Past Arena Tour, which will see them play the Three Arena in Dublin on May the 7th. In a moment, I'm going to be speaking to Simon Le Bon. But first, let's have a listen to one of their biggest hits. This is Hungry Like a Wolf. Simon Le Bon, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Listen, more than 40 years together, you're about to embark on this major arena tour, both here in Ireland, the UK, followed by the United States. I know you played New York's Times Square on New Year's Eve. Looking at the footage, it looks like you guys still really enjoy doing it, do you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, that was a particularly enjoyable night, I have to say. You know, playing your music to people who want to hear it and feeling that you're kind of making just that tiny little bit of a difference to the way people feel, it's a wonderful thing. You know, I wouldn't swap my job with anybody's.
And I read that there were a million people or something on the streets of New York that night. What is it like, actually, to perform before an audience like that?
Apparently there were a million people there. There's a sense of something magnificent being undertaken when you do that, you know? There's a sense of an event, an occurrence. And that's what's wonderful about the live show, you know? It's that idea of an ephemeral event, something that only really lives on in the memory of other people and yourself. And that is what makes a live show so exciting.
Do you mind for my listeners to go back, Simon, to when the band was first formed? I think there were a number of personnel changes before you entered in 1980, weren't there?
Yeah. Yeah, I was the very last member to join the band. Or as I like to think of it, I was the keystone.
Is it true? Was it an ex-girlfriend of yours who introduced you to the band?
Yeah. I'd been up in Birmingham studying drama at university, and I'd broken up with a girl who came up from Pinner with me, Fiona Kemp, lovely, lovely, lovely girl. And after a couple of months, she got in contact with me. I kind of hoped we were going to get back together, but she wasn't having any of that. She said, I didn't go back to Pinner. I went and worked in a nightclub, and I've met this band in that nightclub, and they need a lead singer, and I think that you're the guy.
Now, listen, your first album, it did well in Britain, but is it fair to say that it was the arrival of MTV that really helped make your mark in the US?
Our inception coincided with the beginnings of MTV. Mm. And we just started making videos, and they were desperate for content to show on their new TV channel. And we fit right into that. And suddenly there was a huge hunger from their part, which we attempted to satisfy.
And it wasn't long, of course, before you enjoyed huge success. And on your tour, I think, of America in 84, a photographer, Dennis O'Regan, he said of you that your band in America was like Beatlemania. Was it crazy like that?
It was absolutely bananas. You know, you'd come out of a show and there would be a sea of people out there, teenagers, mostly girls, but quite a lot of boys in there as well. And security would be trying to clear a path between the backstage door and the door of the limousine we were going to jump into. We go piling into this limousine, and then we drive off, and we'd always have to tell the driver to not go too fast. They tended to panic, the drivers did. Mm. They wanted to put their foot down. And we all said, no, don't do that, don't do that. And you'd often get people throwing themselves onto the windscreen, onto the back window. We had fans climbing on the roof of the cars as we drove off. It was extraordinary.
Did you enjoy it when you look back? Did you love that?
Yeah. Like I said, I wouldn't swap my job with anybody. Mm. And I wouldn't change the experience in any way whatsoever. It was extraordinary. you know, we all feel very fortunate that we were the band who were the object of all that attention.
You were even dubbed, weren't you, in the States, the Fab Five?
Yeah, indeed, yes. I think they'd been waiting for that one. They'd had that moniker in the top drawer, and they were just waiting for a five-piece band to hit it.
What helped you survive, I suppose, both as a band and I suppose as you personally, Simon, that level of attention and fame when you were very young? Like, you didn't go off the rails?
Well, I would say, number one, the band. We're a bunch of guys who really, we're honest with each other. When somebody starts to get a little bit too tall and you know, head in the clouds or a little bit egotistical even, there was always four other guys to go, hey, don't be like that because you make us feel bad. And the second thing I would say is that I was very lucky to hook up with the love of my life at a very early age. And when you have that, that's the one thing that we all crave, really, that is that wonderful relationship. So I didn't need to get my kicks chemically or any other way. And the other thing is my family. I come from a very strong family. I'm one of three brothers and we look after each other. We still do.
Oh, that's so lovely. You were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with Dolly Parton and Eminem in November. Was that great? Did you enjoy that moment?
Oh, it was amazing. It was a club that we never thought we'd be invited to be part of. And there were wonderful people there. You know, there was that Annie Lennox was there. And I have to say, the highlight for me was standing next to Dolly.
Yeah.
And her going, and her looking up at me and going, all right, Simon. She's fabulous.
So tell me now about your Future Past tour. I know it's kicking off in Manchester at the end of April. So what can your fans expect from the tour?
From Duran Duran, expect the hits. Expect some of the classic album tracks and some new stuff too.
Well, look, Simon, thanks so much for chatting to us today. As I said, Duran Duran are playing Dublin's 3 Arena on May the 7th. And as you leave us this morning, we're going to listen to another big favourite for many of your fans, recorded for Roger Moore's last Bond film. This is A View to a Kill. Thanks so much for chatting to us this morning.